The myth of the starving artist has become an unfortunate reality for many young creatives. Australia's publishing industry has seen a large decline in funding, making it increasingly difficult for writers to navigate. Here's Griffith University Lecturer of Creative Writing, Ella Jeffrey.
So I think the publishing industry now is probably struggling quite significantly post-COVID, particularly with the emergence of online retailers. Bricks and mortar bookstores are disappearing. And so what that's meant, I think, is that fewer people are kind of just walking in and picking up a book. And for writers, that has like a really specific knock-on effect, that you kind of reach fewer people because people aren't necessarily just searching exactly for that book. So I think there are some challenges associated with that. Challenges, of course, associated with how much money publishing companies are able to make, which then, of course, feeds back into how many new writers they're able to support.
Can young Australians see themselves surviving on a writer's salary? Poet and founding editor of Brisbane's Swim Meet Lit Mag, Svetlana Sterlin, shares her thoughts.
Definitely not. And I'm speaking from, this is something I'd never thought I'd say, but from a very privileged perspective, having won last year the richest poetry prize in Australia, and even that, that's a one-off paycheck, so that money quickly gets funneled into things like paying off debt and savings, and it's not a regular source of income at all.
Fiction has been shaping human civilization for over 4,000 years, arming us with a vital tool for connection and self-reflection, but doubts surrounding its value have existed for as long as writing itself. Ella Jeffrey reflects on what this means for young writers today.
I think it's very easy to make an argument, particularly now when we have a cost of living crisis, a housing crisis, when we know that people are having to work more than ever. It's really easy to kind of suggest, doing a creative, any kind of creative practice is maybe not as important. But I think it is important. I think it's really essential that, especially for people who really are ambitious and want to do something with their craft, that they have the opportunity to do so. And it means that it is very difficult at the moment because humanities degrees, of which creative writing is one, have gone just up and up and up in cost. So now younger people are being forced to rack up even greater hex debts in order to kind of pursue that interest, which is a real shame, I think, and something that hopefully we will see change in the coming years.
This begs the question, does literature still have a place among the struggles of the modern day?
It does have an incredibly important role to play, and that role is never going to go away. There are always going to be writers who are always going to have this role to play in shaping and exploring what Australia can or might mean, or how we might even dismantle some ideas about what Australia is, but that it's always going to be a challenging thing to help those writers find that place and find a place of stability from which to make some of those arguments and observations.
Navigating this changing landscape is no easy task. Svetlana urges young creatives to keep writing.
And even if it's not a professional pursuit, I think creative writing teaches people how to express themselves and process experiences. Speaking for myself, in a healthy manner. And honestly, I think people who write creatively are probably the most empathetic people on the planet, and we need more of that